The Lord be with you.
And
read it from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. Whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." Judas, not the Iscariot, said to him, "Master, then what happened that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him. We will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. Yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I'm with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you." The Gospel of the Lord. One of the basic topics of the Gospel yesterday was our Lord was speaking about heaven, saying, "I'm going to prepare a place for you so that where I am you also might be. In my Father's house there are many mansions." So we're heading toward the solemnity of the ascension of our Lord, which we celebrate. Our Lord goes up to heaven, where he sits at the right hand of God the Father. But a very encouraging note is that the Lord has prepared a place for all of you in heaven. And that should give you a lot of consolation. All of you have a place in heaven. We haven't arrived yet, but we have a place in heaven. Now the feast day that we celebrate after the ascension of our Lord, I think is related. And it's the feast day of the birthday of the church. We call it Pentecost. Pentecost comes from Greek and it actually means 50. 50 days after Easter. So I'd like to do today in the limited time that I have at my disposition is give you various ways in which you can grow in your love and devotion to the Holy Spirit. One of the titles that is given to the Holy Spirit in the Catechism of the Catholic Church for the Holy Spirit is he is the gift of gifts. And that means the greatest gift. Greatest gift that we can receive is a gift of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is God. He's the same substance of the Father and the Son. He's equal in dignity, but he's distinct in personhood. He's the third person of the Trinity. So these are the ways in which I would exhort all of you to prepare yourself for the birthday of the church, Pentecost, which is quickly approaching. And I mentioned this at the very beginning of the Easter season, but I'd like to reiterate it, is to read the Acts of the Apostles. During this Easter season, the church is reading the whole book, the Acts of the Apostles. But why don't you spend an hour today simply reading through those 28 chapters What you might even do is underline every time you encounter the presence of the Holy Spirit. And you notice every time that He appears, it's going to be in a different context. You're going to see a different aspect of who the Holy Spirit is. There's a concept in physics that's called refraction, in which you take a diamond and the sunlight emanates through the diamond, and you see it's like a certain sense, it's like a rainbow. Color rainbow. You see the different colors that just emanate from that beautiful diamond. Well, the Holy Spirit has many titles. So if you read through the Acts of the Apostles, you're going to see the different ways in which He's working. Starting with the Holy Spirit descending upon the apostles in fire, in wind, in power. The second would be, pray to the Holy Spirit. The other day, a girl came up to me and said, I've got to pass this AP test, and I'm really afraid. What saint should I pray to? Well, I pray to St. Thomas Aquinas, St. Joseph of Cupertino, maybe St. Alphonsus. But I said, hey, pray to the Holy Spirit. I think a lot of times the students forget to pray to the most important person, God Himself. What does the Holy Spirit do? He gives you light. He enlightens your intellect with the truth. And as Thomas Aquinas says, the purpose of the intellect is to acquire the truth. And the truth will set us free. So I hope all of you have a prayer to the Holy Spirit memorized. Before giving any talk, before celebrating Mass, I always pray to Mary and the Holy Spirit so that my words would be guided by Mary's prayers and by the Holy Spirit enlightening me. Maybe you could memorize the longer traditional one. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle within us the fire of your divine love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and they shall renew the face of the earth. Let us pray, O God, who did instruct the hearts of your faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit. Granted by the same Spirit, we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in His consolation. Through the same Christ, our Lord. Amen. Maybe try to memorize that. We all do have a memory, but maybe if we don't exercise our memory becomes lazy. So try to memorize. If you say, Father, I don't have memory anymore, okay, I'll teach a shorter one, okay? Come, Holy Spirit, come through the heart of Mary. Can you say that? Come, Holy Spirit, come through the heart of Mary. Vene Spiritu, ven mediante corazón de María, huh? Okay, so you want to say it in Spanish, there you have it. It's a little bit shorter, no? Gift of languages, right? So, say a prayer of the Holy Spirit. And pray to Him often. I think we have this misconception, okay, we pray to Divine Mercy only from Good Friday up until Easter Sunday, then we put Him on the back burner until next year. That's erroneous. We should be begging for God's mercy every day, maybe every hour, maybe every minute. So mercy is not a once in a year happening. Mercy is perpetual. The same thing about the Holy Spirit. This Holy Spirit is always active. He's always active. Next would be this. Read a good book on the Holy Spirit. Reading is very important. Now mention a few. The encyclical of John Paul II wrote an encyclical on the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Redemptor Hominis, Redeemer of Man, was his first. Divus in Misericordia was on the Father, rich in mercy. Then he wrote an encyclical on the Holy Spirit. So if you want to have a theological foundation, read the encyclical of John Paul II. An easier reading would be that of Father Jacques Philippe, The School of the Holy Spirit. Excellent. Excellent work. Okay, and what else? Another thing we do to cultivate a love for the Holy Spirit is pray to be open to the inspirations of the Holy Spirit. If you people are coming to daily Mass, and a lot of you are, you have to be aware of the fact that you are receiving inspirations of the Holy Spirit constantly. Daily communicants, you should be aware of that. You should be aware of that. So these inspirations are going to be coming at you. As Ignatius said, the devil is going to tempt you. Those are the bad vibes. Reject them. But the Holy Spirit is going to give you a lot of holy inspirations. Be open to them. Say yes to them. If you do, you're going to experience a lot of joy and a lot of peace. Amen?
Amen.
You want to experience a lot of joy and a lot of peace in your life, you have to be open to the inspirations of the Holy Spirit, and you have to say yes. Amen? And finally, I would be derelict as an oblate priest or remiss if I didn't mention this. Of course, you know what I'm saying now. You know what we always do as oblates. We speak about Mary. Mary is the daughter of the Father. Mary is the mother of the Son. And Mary is the mystical spouse of the Holy Spirit. Saint Louis Marie Grignon de Montfort, in True Devotion to Mary, says this: do you want to know the secret to union with the Holy Spirit? It is devotion to Mary. He says, those who love Mary, the Holy Spirit flings himself. Do you ever fling a frisbee? You ever do that? You ever fling a frisbee, any of you? He flings himself. He flings himself into that soul. So if we want to have a divine invasion of the Holy Spirit, it will be through the prayers and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. In conclusion, St. John the 23rd says this, that the saints are the masterpieces of the Holy Spirit. All of you are called to be masterpieces of the Holy Spirit because all of you are called to become great saints. Amen.